Two British citizens who accompanied Viva Palestina aid convoy into Gaza have been stranded in the Strip since January the 6th. They failed to leave Gaza on time because one was receiving treatment at a Gaza hospital. Our correspondent Youssef Al-Helu has talked to one of the stranded Britons.
Well, we came with the convoy. We entered, and I was ill once I entered Gaza. I had diarrhea, had food poisoning, and when we was leaving, I went to the border, and we spoke to the authorities there, and they said you could be here for the next 6 hours, because the Egyptians with the paperwork, etc. So I decided to go to the hospital to see if I can get an injection. So I went to the local hospital, and as a guest, they looked after me straight away, and they gave me an injection, and after the injection, I couldn't read anything. My eyesight went, and basically, after 2 days, we went back to the border. We tried to leave, and the border was closed.
The two say they have appealed to British authorities in Egypt for help, but they have received no answer. Viva Palestina aid convoy transferred over 200 trucks full of food and medical supplies for the besieged Gaza Strip residents earlier this month. The group faced strong resistance from Egyptian authorities while trying to cross the border into Gaza. Israel has besieged Gaza since 2007. The blockade prevents humanitarian aid convoys from reaching the impoverished territory.